97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
To do with Afghanistan and the Taliban and the 13 people who's were just killed, viciously killed, and I got to know the parents and the family. They didn't fire. They should have fired all those generals, all those top people, because that was one of the most incompetently handled situations anybody has ever seen.
Yeah, that was from the debate the other night. Just going back and dipping into some of the points that Donald Trump made that I thought were really good ones that didn't get countered. I mean, what could Kamala Harris to say to all that? We got Mark Lauder with us this morning. Glad to have him back. Of course, former special assistant to President Trump and America First Policy Institute chief communication director. Mark, welcome in.
Hey, great to talk to you, Mark.
I know you're talking about Hunter Biden and a potential pardon and all that this morning, but I can't help but want to get your thoughts on the debate and the fallout from it, and maybe 48 hours out, what are you still thinking about it?
Well, the thing, my big takeaway from the debate is if you went in supporting Donald Trump, you probably left supporting Donald Trump. If you went in supporting Kamala Harris, you left supporting Kamala Harris. This debate was really about that 3 to 5, 6% in the middle that are undecided. And there was a great story yesterday morning in the New York Times, of all places, that said even though the pundits say Kamala won, undecided voters aren't sure. Right. There was a separate Reuters story where they did a panel of 10 people who were undecided. 6 left supporting Trump, 3 left supporting Kamala, 1 remained undecided. I think she failed to, use an Olympic term, stick the landing, because she can't tell you what she's actually going to do to lower prices, to seal the border, to deal with the world that is spinning out of control. And people know. Regardless of whether you like the tweets or not, yeah, things were cheaper under Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The border was more secure. The world was safer. And all she's got are, you know, bumper sticker slogans and little meme sound bites, but not a real plan, and definitely no different than Joe Biden.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And now I wonder, I thought Donald Trump played this pretty well. They were immediately proud of her performance, clearly, and her campaign manager teased, let's have another debate. That was fun. And Donald Trump's like, well, I don't know. You know, usually it's the fighter that loses that wants the rematch. So I feel like I won. I thought he played that very well. Do you think he needs another debate here?
No, I don't think he does. I mean, I think he connected. I was seeing yesterday, I think Fox News has started to post some of their dial groups from various sound bites. And the big takeaway for me when I watch that, and that's, you know, the lines that go up and down while the person is talking. And the Republican and independent lines were almost identical. And the Democrat lines weren't overly enthusiastic, but they were also, the Republican and independent lines were enormously positive when Trump was speaking together. They were enormously unpopular when she was speaking together. And I think it just reinforced that people are looking for a different way forward. And she isn't a different way forward. She can say she is.
Right.
But then you got Bernie Sanders out there on Sunday speaking the truth, going, well, I mean, she is a progressive. She just got to say this stuff to get elected.
Yeah. Hold on just a minute. I don't know what's going on here.
We're just playing you some background music, Mark.
Is
just,
that right?
We wanted to set the mood here for the debate talk.
Our board is acting strange this morning. You just tell me what walk-on music you want, and the next time we have you on, Mark, we will set that up, I promise.
As long as it's not a Taylor Swift song, because clearly she's all in for Kamala Harris. You know what's sad? I really think that some of the younger voters in particular will be swayed by that, because that's my concern with the debate. Yes, absolutely. Trump is the one who actually had policies that he talked about. There was substance to it. But Kamala really spoke directly to the voters, and she played on the emotion. And a lot of these uneducated voters, sadly, that is what they are looking for.
You know, the funny thing, though, is that vibes aren't going to lower people's prices. They're not going to secure the border. Go to the grocery store and try to pay with vibes. I'd be happy to see if they take it, let me know.
I just wish more voters understood that, because you and I, we all understand that. But sadly, a lot of people, that's what they care about.
And look, no disrespect to Taylor Swift. I mean, she's a phenomenal artist and talent, but didn't she basically make her career on singing about making the wrong choice of guy?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, I made the point this morning that if you shop, dine, eat, have a mortgage, or own a cat, you're not better off now than you were 4 years ago. So I think people will carry that away from the debate, and hopefully that has an impact. I don't know. Mark, I wanted to get your thoughts on the pardon issue. The Biden White House has repeatedly said they're not going to pardon. They don't plan to pardon. They won't commute. They won't do anything like that. A Hunter Biden long-term jail sentence. Do you believe that?
No, these are the same people that told us Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation, and the people who said that inflation was a temporary problem.
Right.
No, they can't say it before the election, but I'm sure he'll do it afterwards. And if I had to guess, he'll probably commute the sentence, but only the prison time. So he'll keep his son out of prison, but he probably won't do anything with the fine and the back taxes, because that also gives him the ability to go out and beg China and Russia and Ukraine and the Chinese for money.
Yeah.
And so they can cash in on that.
Yeah, I thought that myself. I thought maybe he's just holding out so that if Kamala wins, he could let Kamala do the pardoning. And if Trump wins, he can do it as he's leaving that day on the 21st of January.
Yeah, that's exactly what he'll do. Or he'll throw it out there the Friday of Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve or something along those lines when no one's paying attention. But I have no doubt in my brain that Joe Biden will make sure that his son never sees an additional day of prison time, especially if it's after. Once the election's over, he doesn't care.
Yeah. You know, I think while I've got you here for another minute or so, I think the whole cat issue in Springfield, Ohio is going to backfire on the left. I've seen all the memes and they're funny, but if you listen to the pleas of the people to their elected officials in Springfield, I listened to audio from a news conference there from a board hearing back in August, and they're desperate. They're talking about people, you know, making bird stew in their local parks and killing geese and just acting like they're still in Haiti. I don't know how the average American responds to that except with disgust.
Well, right. And it points out a bigger problem. And look, you know, I mean, there are obviously a number of people who have testified at that city commission meeting. There's other people that have gone out and said that they've heard, they've seen pets disappearing. Fine, whether it's cats, dogs, but there is a problem.
Yes.
And there is a huge problem in a tiny town of 60,000 people in Springfield, Ohio, right outside of Dayton. Then they've sent 15,000 to 20,000 illegal Haitian immigrants into that community. I mean, that is devastating for any kind of a town. 20,000, even for a big city, would be tough to handle.
Yeah.
But imagine a city of 60,000. That is a massive influx. They're having problems with Haitians who can't read, have no training, getting driver's licenses, and actually crashing into people and buses and trash cans. I mean, it's causing a real concern. And the media, they're doing what they always do. It's racist. It's xenophobic. It's none of those things. It is a problem that this administration caused, and Kamala Harris doesn't seem to have any kind of answer to.
Very true. Mark Lauder, always appreciate your time, my friend. We'll get that walk-on music for you next time around. Do you have a preference?
Nah, you know, I think we'll play with it a little bit. You know,
okay.
I'll have to think about it.
All right.
Maybe
all right.
While I look at Joe Biden wearing a Trump hat.
Good. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All righty.
You bet.